Welcome everybody to my presentation. My talk involves an organoarsenical compound, Roxarsone, which belongs to a very long list of chemicals used in agriculture and animal science, particularly to promote growth of animals and control parasites in these birds. However, their use has not implemented the studies which actually look into the fate of Roxarsone in the environment. Okay, we give this chemical to the birds, but then when this chemical is excreted through this animal and ends up in the animal waste, we do not really know its fate. Is it going to remain as Roxarsone in the animal waste, or is it going to be degraded to the more toxic inorganic arsenic? These are some questions that have not been answered until today. The literature shows that for organoarsenicals, which have a simpler structure, for example, monomethyl arsenic, simply involving a carbon arsenic bond, can, which is a pesticide, can actually be degraded biotically into the more toxic inorganic forms of arsenic under either aerobic or anaerobic conditions. Similarly, another pesticide, organoarsenical, which has been used in cotton soils and has been also detected in wastewater sludge, can be degraded biotically either to the monomethyl organoarsenical or to the more toxic inorganic arsenic under both aerobic and anaerobic conditions. Now going to a chemical which has a similar structure to Roxarsone, and that is, anybody has an idea what the structure belongs to? Okay, TNT, an explosive which has a similar structure to Roxarsone, as you can see here, having a nitro aromatic component. You can see from the literature that it can undergo degradation in the environment via either biotic or abiotic processes. Of course, abiotic processes are going to be even slower than the biotic, into a number of metabolites, which include the reduction of the nitro group to amine group, as well as to a number of unidentified metabolites. And of course, going to poultry litter and Roxarsone containing poultry litter, there are some studies very recently which show that Roxarsone in poultry litter can undergo degradation to inorganic arsenic as well as unidentified organoarsenical compounds, and that's going to be the focus of my presentation. So in poultry litter you have a total amount of arsenic. This amount of arsenic can be divided into insoluble fraction of arsenic, bound iron, aluminum hydroxides, and other components that may be present in poultry litter, and the majority of it is going to be soluble in water. Now, let's focus on that fraction of arsenic in poultry litter. It's going to be divided in, of course, inorganic arsenic, arsenite and arsenate, and a number of organic arsenical compounds dissolved in a water extract of poultry litter. Studies conducted in our laboratory as well as in other laboratories around the country have shown that almost always the concentration of total dissolved arsenic concentration is always greater by chromatographic separation of several known arsenic species, including arsenide, arsena, DMA, MMA, Roxarsone, meaning that there is a number of unidentified metabolites of Roxarsone that need to be accounted, and when you do the calculation of total dissolved arsenic concentrations in poultry litter. And that's where we're heading. That's what we'd like to get a hold on, an idea of what kind of compounds or what kind of metabolites of Roxarsone exist in poultry litter. In order to do this, we decided to use relatively known technique, which is quadruple ion trap mass spectrometry. For those who are not familiar with this technique, let me give you a small introduction. We can have, this is the mass spectrometer, and it can be connected to an HPLC, where you can actually speciate first, separate the different arsenic species, and then proceed with a mass spectrometry, mass spectrometric analysis, or you can have a direct infusion of the liquid into the mass spectrometer, which is composed of the electrospray ionization. That's where the ions form. And after the formation of ions, these ions are focused and are directed through a number of lenses which separate the ions according to their mass to charge ratios, finally leading to the ion trap. And that's where you actually isolate a specific mass to charge ratio, and you can fragment this and follow its daughter ions. So you can get qualitative information about the structure of that compound. Of course, after getting out of the ion trap, the ions can be detected. This is the mass detector. This graph now shows that the electrospray ion ionization type, which I'm going to deal with, has extreme capabilities to quantify most polar compounds, ranging from very low number of daltons up to 200,000 daltons, compared with other techniques such as GC, atmospheric pressure, chemical ionization, mass spectrometry, and some other types of ionization in mass spec. So that's why we chose electrospray ionization to identify Roxasol metabolites in animal waste. So this is the electrospray ionization module, where you have the solution here going through the needle, and under a high voltage, you can generate droplets, highly charged droplets, which are surrounded, are usually solvated by a highly vaporized solvent, and this solution starts evaporating, having a dissolvation of these charged particles, and ideally in the end, you can drive them through the heated capillary where you can have the true ions without the solvent. As you can see here, this is a preliminary experiment we did using methanol as a solvent to try to see what kind of organoarsenical compounds might be present in a poultry litter water extract. I'm going to refer to poultry litter as PL. So basically what we did, we took some air-dried poultry litter provided by Dr. Grof, who just entered the conference room, and we shook that poultry litter with 10 ml of deionized water for 2 hours, centrifuge, and for 10 minutes, and then filtered it through 0.45 micron filters. So we took that filtered solution and we infused it into the mass spectrometer, and we tried to see what kind of compounds should be there. As you can see, we see a jungle of different peaks. So we had to do something to improve the capabilities of the instrumentation to identify or isolate Roxasol metabolites. So after different attempts and different techniques that we used, we ended up with this technique, which entails the use of a filtered poultry litter water extract solution, and we mix it with toluene and 100 millimolar of sodium perchlorate at that specific volume. We shake it for 2 hours, and after shaking for 2 hours, you have a mixed uniform solution, and after this, we froze it. After frozen, you can see here that the supernatant, the toluene phase, is going to be separated from the water-soluble phase because toluene has a much, it does not condense at that temperature, right? So for visual purposes only, I used a water-soluble dye here, so it can help the audience to see the separation of the water-soluble organoarsenicals that we achieved in the aqueous phase relative to the hydrophobic organic phase. So most of the arsenic, actually all of the arsenic, we had a very good arsenic recovery in this phase and not in the toluene phase, was present in this frozen fraction, which after thawing, you can infuse it into the mass spectrometer. Of course, we also had to play a little bit with the solvent mixture, and we ended up with chloroform and 70% acetonitrile with 30% unpure water. So, voila, we have a much clearer picture of a poultry liter water extract where you can see that the spectrum is dominated by the Roxelson peak at 262 mass to charge ratios. And this is something that has been established for the first time because we did not actually spike our samples with Roxelson. So these are natural Roxelson concentrations in poultry litter. So what else do we see here? What other compounds we are able to identify in the solution? Let's start with a lower mass. We detected some arsenite, as well as some interesting ion clusters of copper and nitrate. I'm sure you're all aware that poultry litter is abundant with nitrates as well as copper in solution. We also identified a peak which belonged to Roxelson minus a water molecule and copper, another copper, this time plus two, ionized, forming a bond, ionic bond with nitrate. We believe that this kind of compounds presumably form during the electrospray formation, so they are not actual sample ion clusters. Similar was the case for the Roxelson plus nitrate cluster that we believe also formed during the electrospray ionization. However, we were really surprised to find an organocopper containing compound which we believe was presumably a Roxelson metabolite. And why do we say that? Why do we believe that that was an organoarsenical compound? First of all, we look at it as it's an isotopic pattern. And you can see here that the copper isotope of poultry litter water extract matches very nice a copper sulfate standard solution. In addition to that, for that specific compound, for the organocopper Roxelson metabolite, we're able to do fragmentation of that compound in the ion trap. So as you can see here, the organocopper compound can lose a nitrous oxide, two and three molecules of nitrous oxide, indicating that copper ion in this Roxelson metabolite was associated with nitrous oxide. And we were able to qualitatively measure nitrous oxide in solution of animal waste. And similar analysis in the ion trap of the mass spec was done also for the other compounds. In addition, we are also able to confirm the Roxelson sorption by a drinking water treatment residual in contact with poultry litter water extract. As you can see, the peak corresponding to Roxelson substantially was reduced in the presence of WDR. Finally, let me conclude showing that the proposed liquid-liquid extraction can actually overcome potential analytical difficulties that are associated with the highly complex matrices such as those encountered in animal waste. And organocopper compound was identified as a Roxelson degradation byproduct in the animal waste poultry, in the poultry waste water extract. Thirdly, we did not really know its persistence of such Roxelson metabolites in solution of animal waste, and that's something we are after to at this point. I would like to thank Mr. Conor Mullis for his assistance with the ESMS analysis and the mass spectrometric facilities at the University of Texas at San Antonio. Thank you very much. Well, in order to fully characterize the organoarsenical compounds in the poultry litter water extract, you really need to know their structures, right? Otherwise, you cannot really do a quantitative assessment of those. And that's what we're actually after. Thank you.